This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell live at Prime Social. Tyler's back in the studio, and we are here for the next 4 hours for you right here on ESPN 97.5. Well, not all of us are here. The lazy ones leave at 9:30 and come in at 9. So here we are at Prime Social, and it's just happening. I mean, it's so unbelievably awesome. If you're somebody that loves to stay up all night and gamble, this is the place for you. It can't get any better. I mean, honest to God. It is perfect. Listen, you're out there driving around right now saying, what should I do? Well, let's go play some poker. Okay. Well, where would they have games going on? Oh, that's right, 24 hours a day at Prime Social. And I don't think there's ever a time that you can't find a game here. We come in here. When I got here on time as opposed to Dell. And there's three tables.
It's a random aside.
No, it's not an aside. How about show up on time so people
and
answer
your personal stuff into the show?
How about you don't call me like an estranged girlfriend four times when I'm driving?
How about you answer?
I'm driving. I don't answer the phone.
Oh, you're Mr. Safety?
Yeah. I don't have hands free. I don't have hands free. And you know why it's my excuse
to not talk, isn't it?
And you know why it's my excuse?
Why?
Because there's nothing he can say that's going to help. Because I'm 2 minutes away. What's going to happen?
I want to know that we're actually going to have a show, or am I going to have to drive back?
We almost took off.
We?
Yeah.
I got here later. I got here later than I ever have here at 6:32 or something.
Worst person in the world.
I'm right over there fighting with homeless people at the Starbucks.
Yeah. What were you doing?
Not fighting.
Why were you fighting? Why'd you punch a homeless guy?
I didn't. This guy just had a discussion.
Hey, Terrence Jones, what are you punching homeless people for?
No, not at all. I'm very nice to homeless people. I unfortunately, this guy is I know this guy. I've bought him breakfast before over at Starbucks. I think he may have forgotten. I don't think he remembered that
time. You think it's from mental illness he forgot?
Yes.
Possibly.
I think there's a chance.
Well.
But he was a little aggressive. I think he was... I'm not sure what he was wanting from me exactly. He was just mad at a lot of stuff, and tried to just say, "Sir, I just want to get that coffee right there. I just want to go around you and get this coffee. I don't really want to have long conversations at this moment."
We all want to be heard, Lance.
Yeah,
I hear people.
You're his audience.
When I go walk from my neighborhood,
a lot of people are saying that right now about this show. I really don't want to hear you talking right now. So, everybody wants an audience.
I still, like I said. The offer's still on the table, as Dell mentioned, for me to leave and get paid for 2 months.
Not 2 months.
What?
The playoffs don't last for 2 months.
The playoffs start tonight.
All right.
And Houston is all systems go.
What am I doing here?
You should be away.
We're trying to win.
Did
I
you
agree.
Guys? You know who's the scapegoat today?
Who?
So if you go 3-for-4, okay, in a playoff game, do you think you had a nice night?
Run out.
Yeah,
run out a fly ball.
Well, how does that hurt you when you got a 2-run lead?
He's
taken, as opposed to Mark Melancon, he's taken the brunt of this.
Well, when you lose by 1 run, and by the way, he did hit a 2-run homer in the 9th. When you lose by 1 run, it's your fault. You should have ran off that fly ball. Maybe it's not a single.
No,
maybe
but
it's
they're
a double.
Saying it depressed the whole dugout.
Yeah, it changed the tenor of the game.
Oh,
John.
Stop!
I
was watching, right, and I'm like, and the guy next to me goes, "Well, what the bleep? Why is that?" I said, "Yeah, well, that's what you get with that dude." But guess what else you get? 3-for-4. You know, you get that with that dude.
So
you're gonna blame him for this loss when you got a 2-run lead and he's 3-for-4 with a homer?
And
are you kidding me?
If you don't know who he's
still
talking
have a
about,
job to do.
Ronald Acuna is Acuna's, the man in question.
Yeah, you're a two-way player in baseball. You got to do both your jobs. You got to hustle and you got to – I mean, hitting's one part of it, but defense is the other part of it.
Well,
you
that wasn't
hustle.
Defense. He hit one off the wall and he didn't run.
And he only got a single out of it.
But I'm talking about hustle is part of it too. It's you're a two-way player. You've got to be able to – You got to be able to do everything.
Well, I get that, but blaming him.
Well, he wasn't responsible.
Because of him, they lost the game when he was 3-for-4 with a freaking.
Melancon's more responsible. If you want to label responsibility,
absolutely.
But when you're not, but when you don't hustle in baseball, and we've seen it with players forever. We saw with Sanchez. I mean, Sanchez was a serial non-hustler. Carlos Lee, non-hustler. If you do not hustle gap to gap, if you're an outfielder, or from first to second, or from, in Sanchez's case, catcher just going after a pass ball, you're going to get it.
No,
and you should. It doesn't take anything to hustle.
There's a soundbite, Tyler, from Freddie Freeman that if you can find it, and listen, they know who he is in that locker room. It's happened before. They've talked to him about it before. Okay.
Well, that's probably why.
Well, yeah, no, but listen. You can't be soft on him, and listen, the old school guy is going to tell you, oh, no, we won't have any of that. You got to hustle every single play, and it's the playoffs. And, by the way, we needed you on second base because you got to run because we need every run that we can possibly get. But to blame him for a 3-for-4 with a homer, two RBIs, and a walk for this loss is BS. It's crap.
Well, I don't know about it if it should be about blaming him, but he has to take responsibility for his play, win or lose. Even if you win, and that's something you've been warned about, the lack of hustle, that's a problem.
I think it's. I don't know that it's hustle. It's as much as it is showboat or
right. Yeah. Well, okay, it gets positioned as lack of hustle. It is a little bit different.
I think he thought it was a homer. He thought it was a homer. It wasn't. He's stuck on first base. And you know what? They're like, dude, really?
They're just saying, run.
Run.
You got to run.
Run.
And he's been told multiple times. It isn't technically the hustle like Sanchez, but it is the same kind of, if you know, this is the playoffs, too. So, I mean, now it's really
every
magnified.
Every run, every single.
And if you lose, it really gets magnified.
Right. No. But Melanson, how about you take, and thank God he's not an Astro anymore. You remember the Mark Melanson days?
Oh, my God. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
They didn't last long.
Well, no, he was good. He turned into an all-star, too.
Wait a minute. Not with the Astros.
Not with the Astros. With the Reds, with the Cardinals or the Red Sox or something. Sox, he turned into an all-star.
We had a period of baseball that is just such a dark, dark time where you forget players who were on the Astros.
Yeah.
Who actually went on and actually still played baseball. There were many who that was there.
Not with the Red Sox. He turned into an all-star with Pittsburgh. Yeah. He turned into one of the best relievers in the game. He's about 80 years old now, so I don't know why you're still throwing him out there. But he actually, 23 out, and he's a 3.66. He's not horrible. He was horrible last night. Dodgers win 6-0. We didn't even talk about this. Not starting Kershaw in game one.
I know.
It's kind of telling, isn't it?
Well, your top two guys who are really, really good, neither one of them started, which tells you about, Buehler's arm. I mean, it's all about arm talent.
Yeah.
And you've got three guys with a lot of arm talent. But it is interesting that Kershaw's always been the default. Well, he's always been a default but for a reason because he's like the Verlander. But that was really I was surprised. I brought it up yesterday off air. I was like, whoa, Kershaw's not starting. And you think about it. It's not like he's had the
he's been terrible in the
postseason. I was also trying to think of if the Dodgers were trying to manipulate this for the next series also. And there is a chance that Kershaw could end up number one in the next series.
Well, sure, but you want your best guy.
If they were to go 1-2-3-1, Kershaw still would be then number
I think they'll go four starters.
Yeah, they may. And even if they do, if they have to go to a fifth game, then it's Buehler, and you still have Kershaw there.
I don't think you're going to need four starters if you want to know the truth, though. Now, they've still got Scherzer ahead.
What does this mean? Why did I get this text?
Wow, Dad, what a creep calling Dell.
Calling Dell like a creepy girlfriend. My kids are texting from my wife's phone, so somebody's hearing that. That's not me. That was Mr. Granato.
Yeah,
that,
your
kids.
Your dad didn't call me. Your dad's
it's the
just,
guy with the bad man
no.
did it.
The bad man, Mr. Granato, did it. Your dad's just a really unprofessional. That's what you have to worry about with your dad.
Mm-mm.
No, their dad couldn't is the. It's hard to say.
Yeah, what are you talking about? The epitome of what?
Never mind. I wasn't creeping like a creepy girlfriend.
Hey,
I'm calling him like a professional.
To set up a show.
You know what? If he was professional, he'd be here on time, set up.
And you know
and
what?
We're going.
You know what's not? No, it's not helpful.
You know what? At what time? 6 o'clock.
Four rapid fire calls. Like that's going to do anything? Four calls in
the
span of 2 minutes.
Hey, here's
I thought
an
you
idea.
Were still sleeping.
And you know, if you call me at 6:30 if I'm sweeping, you're screwed.
We already knew.
Well,
that.
I need to know if I've got to go back to the station.
Well, I was already. Driving to the station, by the way.
He goes, hey, Let me call this guy four times.
I literally started driving to the station. I got to go back to the station.
Are you on a show? Are you on the show? Is the show going on right now?
We're here live at Prime, actually.
Okay, aren't you live at Prime?
Worst person on the show? Right there.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
We know. Now we know what John acted like when a girl didn't call him back.
Stop.
He gave her four phone calls.
And she
was like, oh, this guy again. I'm washing my hair for the eighth time
this
week.
You got to remember now, there wasn't cell phones when we grew up.
Oh, he had the phone.
It was like
the rotary phone.
John, get off the phone before I give you a fresh one. You're always on the phone.
No.
Angela doesn't like you, John. She doesn't. Get it through your dick head.
Your dick skull.
It's over. You're getting the cord in the gravy. John, get off the phone and stir the gravy. What did I tell you about that girl? She's nothing but trouble. Johnny, are you burning the gravy?
Oh.
Brown milk sausages, Johnny.
She shouldn't got anyway.
Shut up. You're always talking.
She's a little hooah.
Are you talking to Janice Rossi from 2R?
All right, that's done. That's it.
Stop it, Del. That's ridiculous.
No, that's ridiculous. And your kids, okay? Yeah, your dad was creepy. That's right, kids. Your dad was creepy. All right, so what do we got here, Tyler? I didn't get we got anything?
He emailed you.
I don't have it.
They're in the email.
Where? I don't see him anywhere. Hey, by the way, you're home for playoff baseball every game right here. Oh, we'll be carrying all the games in the ALDS that have to do with the Houston team right here on ESPN 97.5.
Every single
game. Every game.
You can say the Houston team. It's the Astros.
Yeah.
You can say that. The Astros games are going to be on the national broadcast, ESPN, and we've got every game
every
through
game.
The playoffs.
Every game. Right here.
So if you like listening to FM, if that's your thing,
yeah,
then that's
your
fine.
Thing. And if you want to bet on those Astros, where would you go, John?
I know where I'd go.
They're -300.
Oh, let me
minus 300 for the series.
They are? Mm-hmm. -300?
Verlander, 235 today.
Ooh, I'm going to go put a little something on that.
-1.5, 125.
I'm going to put a little something on that right now, as a matter of fact. I'm on the site, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You're looking for the best way to bet? Ooh, I like 7.5, the under on 7.5. That's the key to this. See, you've got all the prop bets that you could possibly want. It's unbelievable. It's prop bet after prop bet after prop bet. I'm looking at, Class Now versus Verlander. I'm looking at team totals. I'm looking at alternate runs scored. Everything you could possibly want. This is silly. You're looking for the best way to play. You want to bet on your Astros? Yeah. You want to bet on your Texans? Nah. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They match the first 1,000 that you deposit. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's frustrating, but I think you have that conversation once. Become a dead horse, kind of beat the dead horse after, you know, to keep having that same conversation over and over again. I mean, you got to know that was a mistake. So that can't happen in the playoffs. Can't happen in the regular season. So, unfortunately, that happened tonight.
That was Freddie Freeman talking about Acuna. Acuna earlier this year got benched for not running it out and doing what he just did.
He's benched in August.
August.
Not that long ago. That's one of the big problems that they're having with Acuna is that if you say this, if you know, why don't you just hit it a little more aggressively, and if it goes out, then get into your pimp wall, you know, your pimp glide. But don't do it until you know it's gone.
Yeah.
That's really not asking for too much when you're talking about a playoff game where you need runs. It's really not asking for too much. Does it mean he lost the game? No, it didn't. But I think right now that is – my guess is – that time when he was benched in August was one of several times that they saw stuff with Acuna that, like, dude, you gotta. It's one thing baseball doesn't tolerate is a lack of hustle. They just don't. It never has. And now, if it's a no doubt homer, that's one thing. And they don't like showboat either. But there's some players that just get away with it. But it's always a bad look when you hit it off the wall and they got the instant replay where you're kind of just Cadillacing out of the – and then all of a sudden you realize, oh crap.
Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. But let's stop, Braves. Stop. How about you don't give up a four spot in the eighth? That'd be great. Okay? Or the ninth, whatever it was. I mean, Melanson was just terrible. Terrible. And you kept him in there. So this is on you. This is on you. 713-780-3776, whoever wants to get in here. Live at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. We got games going on now, open 24 hours. You got the tournament action going on at 1 o'clock every day except Saturday. Come on out if you're looking for the best in tournament play as well. It just doesn't get any better than right here.
You like a low scoring – I mean, anytime with Verlander, you're thinking – low-scoring game, but today the Astros go at one, as we mentioned, 105. I think is the exact time.
Glasnow's really good. He is, you know, he's it's a smaller sample size, obviously not a big name, but he's a guy that he's better than Snell. Snell did not back up his Cy Young year with a big year this year. He's had I think he's got a 4.29. Glasnow's real now. This is going to be hard to get to this guy. He's got a live fastball. He is he strikes guys out. This is going to be a low scoring game. My favorite bet in this thing is under 7.5.
Yeah, boy, you look at it is a small sample size though.
Yeah,
I mean it's 60 2/3.
Yeah,
but it is how you. I mean,
well,
how
he
you
was
going.
Injured. He missed about He missed a couple 3 months in the middle of the season.
Yep.
And but he since he's come back, he's been lights out.
Now, you know, where you can get to him.
Well, that said, so was Manaea, and he got lit up by Tampa after he came back, and he was lights out. And you know what?
Playoffs are different.
Playoffs are different, too.
It can be.
Yeah. And this is the best hitting team in baseball that he's facing. It's not like he was facing the Astros every time out.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun, but I do think this is going to be a 3-1, a 2-0, 3-1 game, 4-2 game, maybe. Tops, I like that under 7.5 if you want to know the truth, for those of you that are looking at it. And I'm going to put a little something on it right now, as a matter of fact.
I can see that.
And I'm at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that right here on ESPN 97.5. So are you excited? Are you going to the game?
No. I've got to go out of town for a birthday.
You're going out of town? So that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
I've got my house will be packed. But, I won't be here for the first two games, so. I'm cheering them on. This is going to stink. So, actually, if you think I'm a jinx at all, you're in good luck.
Because you're out of town.
Yeah. So, I'll be back on Sunday. So,
are you doing another retreat with a kid or something?
No.
What? How horrible is his life?
Nope.
He goes on retreat with a kid every weekend.
You don't have to mention retreat. You just say
it once with my son, a father-son. I'm sorry we have a good relationship.
How horrible?
My apologies.
How horrible is his life? He's got kids. In the sentence.
They're actually in the car.
Question.
Now, you see, kids, this is what Dell does when mm-hmm. when you're in the car.
I mean, don't listen to Mr. Dell.
I mean, it's not.
He's the one that calls you leeches.
Yeah. I mean, it's not about the kids as individuals. I'm sure they're delightful people, although I would contend that you're not a real person until you're about 12. But because all you do is take. You don't give.
But
it's not about the kids. A grown man, you add kids to the mix, his life can't be that great.
It is. It's great.
His life is appreciatively worse when you add kids to the mix.
It's
John, is your life better?
My life is better.
That the kids aren't in the house?
No.
I love my kids, though.
No,
I don't know what you're talking
when they're
about.
Not, I know you love them, but isn't your life?
Yeah, it's much better.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. The stream isn't working, Tyler, apparently.
It has to do with something here. We have to reboot during the break for the stream to come back up.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I got my buddy coming here, and he says, hey, what's up with the stream? Let's go. I got to hear the show. So, anyway, you're not going to the game.
I will be watching from the comfort of my home. And by watching, I mean I'll keep track of it on my phone.
And take a nap.
Yeah.
Well, it's about that time.
More than likely take a nap.
It's about that time.
So
well, that's a good thing. I get to see most of today. I mean, I'll be seeing most of. I'll still see all of today's game because of the technology of smartphones. But I'm just going to have to watch, unfortunately, just from the house because can't get up to the game. And there's something about that atmosphere in game that's just. I'm really upset about it because you and I don't want to see a game five. By the way, I have no interest in there being a game five. So I'm hoping I don't see any of the first round live. That's what my hope is. Because if that happens, then it's one final game, and it might be JV. But I assume it would be JV if they had to go to a game five. I would assume Urquidy is going.
Yeah. Did you guys see that the Astros set a record, the first team in Major League history to not issue an intentional walk? First team in Major League history to not issue an intentional walk.
Whoa, I never even thought that was even possible.
AJ said this, some of it's comfort with what I've learned on adding runners on base for free. Some of it has been pure luck, not having situations that have come up where I play a National League game and I want to walk the eight-hole hitter for the pitcher. Or call it Yelich, Trout, and MVP-caliber players being up at the wrong time with a base where I should walk them. But most of it has been out of the pure education of what that does to run scoring and run prevention. The first team in Major League history to not issue an intentional walk.
Well, that doesn't surprise me that it's never happened before.
Really?
That it's never – you think there's been a time where somebody didn't have an intentional walk?
Well, in the DH era? I mean, I would imagine –
Well, it doesn't matter. You force with two – with minute second and third –
I mean,
one
never,
out?
Though? Never?
Second and third with one out, and so you want to force a double play?
Yeah.
That's a standard baseball move.
Yeah.
That's why it's shocking that it's not shocking that it's never happened. 162 games. Just from the – just
even
to
in
set
the
up,
third inning, you'll do that.
Yeah, just to set up a – you know, just to set up a double play. And especially if there's been a second and third and you want to create a four – you know, the thought is, well, it's an additional runner, but we're forced on any base now.
Yeah.
So it gives you a chance wherever it's hit. It's pretty shocking that they haven't. But you know what that speaks to? Their ability to strike people out. Because the Astros have figured out home runs, strikeouts, that's how they play it. And so if you can swing and miss, that's why they're looking for swing-miss rates. Because if you can swing and miss, their thought is, why put an extra runner on an extra potential run on base when we can get a swing and miss? And, you know, that's analytics for you. They've studied – AJ even said it right there, that he's learned about giving free runs. Giving the opportunity for
I'm sure they had situations second and third and one out and didn't.
Yeah, but it's not – it's a little
– It's unorthodox.
It's unorthodox, yeah. I never even thought about it. I never once this year said, why aren't the Astros loading
– I haven't either.
I probably have. I bet I have before.
I haven't. I don't remember saying that this year. Man, they got to walk this guy here. They got to walk this guy here. I don't remember saying that at all this year.
Well, you know, the thought is because they've got guys who can get out with strikeouts. You think about it. Who's the guy in the pen or in the starting rotation? I mean, Miley was more of a pitch to contact guy, but who is the pitcher that they don't have stuff that can get you out of an inning? I mean, even Devo when he's pitching well, can strike
you
out. But he's not a guy. Yeah, he's not a guy right now.
No.
But Will Harris has it. Obviously, Presley has it. You have it with.
You would think at some point in 162 games times nine innings, you would think at some point they would have to.
Once. That's amazing.
Intentionally walk somebody. Huh, that's unbelievable. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. I want to be a champion. Do you want to be a champion? All you got to do is go to 1560energy.com. That's right, baby. You want to be a champion. 1560energy.com. If you're looking for the best way to save some money every single month, and this is not even arguable, you will save money with your it's silly how low I go with my electric bill. It's silly. If you're looking for the best way to save money every single month, bottom line's the bottom line, especially at your business, and if you use a lot of electricity at your business, the bottom line's the bottom line. 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back to Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Home with your 1 o'clock. Listen, the Astros are on at 1. The tournament starts at 1. They've got, they'll have every TV in here on the Astros, so you can watch your game. You can watch all the games. They had the football game on last night. By the way, what a football game last night. Pretty damn good football game.
Yes, it ended up being a really good one. Russell, I want to get into this a little bit. I've always felt like Russell Wilson in the early stages, and I know there'll be some people who are listening who have basically said I've always had that cape on for Russell Wilson, but I felt like it's because Russell unfairly got labeled a game manager because that's how he started. I mean, he and Ben Roethlisberger, their rookie years were like, just don't screw things up. That's how they were treated early on, and Russell was too. But that changed really, really quickly. And then the narrative was, well, you know, he's got beast mode, and the running game is what. And then when he was gone, when he was out for the rest of the year, remember Marshawn Lynch got hurt, Russell Wilson posted like 34-3, touchdown to interception. Russell Wilson, to me, is the most underappreciated quarterback of our era, of this era, without question. The amount of explosive plays he makes, his touchdown to interception ratio, his ability to win with a substandard offensive line, his ability to win with, frankly, some very average receivers, if you really want to know the truth. The same thing is happening right now. DK Metcalf is a rookie.
They've won a Super Bowl with just average.
Jermaine Curse, and I can't remember the that Paul Richardson. I mean, it hasn't Luke Wilson. They haven't had these unbelievable studs for him at all. And he still just keeps on winning. I just think he's one of those guys, you put it in his hands. I would pray Deshaun can get there where you put it in his hands on a third and fourth down, you feel really good, other than that little option play that they tried to call yesterday, which that before they had the punt at the end of the game, that didn't really go that well for him. But it was a good win for him. It was a good game. Jared Goff, I thought, was a little shaky, but Todd Gurley had a really good game. Aaron Donald had a
gag job by a Zerline.
I got to be honest with you, though. Watching Aaron Donald, so there was a time where DJ Fluker, the right guard, came out with an injury, and I thought, that's an Aaron Donald injury. He wants no part of Aaron Donald. He's like, because supposedly this tackle from USC last year, I had a scout tell me, he gets injured when the best players start to whip his ass. He's like, if he starts taking some bad reps, he pulls up lame. And Odoga, I think his name was Chuma Odoga, something like that, this left tackle for USC. DJ Fluker, who's an NFL veteran, and I'm not accusing him of doing this, but it went through my mind where I thought, Aaron Donald is wrecking it seems like every play he was in a backfield somewhere, and all of a sudden DJ Fluker's like, I don't think I'm going to be able to go.
Come here, check this hamstring out.
Remember how they said people used to get sick whenever Randy Johnson would pitch? All of a sudden guys had flu-like symptoms?
Right.
Especially if you're left-handed.
I could see
that
with Aaron Donald as well. But good football game. But what's with the Rams? They don't run the ball anymore.
So Gurley was smashing them, and then they get completely – well, you want genius. There's your little 31-year-old genius.
Over 168 throws last week.
It's a close game. Run the football. You were smashing Seattle early on.
I heard Golic and Ringo talking about it this morning, and Mike Jr. made the point. Well, they ran the ball last year because they had the lead a lot, and you run the ball. Well, there was a close game yesterday, a close game, and Seattle ran the ball. Seattle ran the ball how many times yesterday?
Carson was banging at the end of that game.
So you can run the ball and win football games, not just to run out the clock.
This gets to Sean McVay, though. It gets to – there is a certain mindset. You either have that tough guy mindset. Look, you can throw the ball around and do this and that, but do you have it in you to commit to enforcing – and imposing your will on someone else.
I thought
else.
He did, though, until maybe it's Gurley's knee that he doesn't trust or whatever.
Well, but you have other backs, too. I mean, to me, it's just a matter of letting your offensive line eat some. And he doesn't do it. He did it early. They looked great early on running the football. And then before you know it, even when they were moving the ball, he was throwing on first down with Goff, who, by the way, I didn't think Goff – I think Goff is overrated. When you pressure him, when he has some – I don't think he has great poise. I just don't. And all of a sudden, his accuracy really takes a tumble when you get up in his face a little bit. And I know a lot of guys do, but if you're an elite quarterback, you're able to hone in, throw with some accuracy, even if you're going to take the hit. That just hasn't been the case with him, at least over the last
Do you feel like that? I kind of feel like the Texans have gotten away from, you know what? They can run the football, yep. and Bill O'Brien's gotten away from
it. We talked about it in game two against Jacksonville. Like, where is the run?
Last week, where was the run last week?
Where is the run? He gets away from it, and I think
and then when he does, we all say, oh, he's too conservative, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
how about throw a pass to set up the run?
Yeah, you can do that. Somebody asked him that at the press conference. He's like, well, I don't know. I mean, it depends on who your opponent is. He's starting to really give a lot of non-answers now. He used to give answers.
He's been Mr. Answer.
No, but now it's turned into almost like this. This is what he's doing to you. His answers are complete non-answers now. We're just trying to. Well, as soon as you hear the word better, that means he's not answering your question.
No, he's not.
We're just trying
to
get better.
He doesn't want any part of the question because he knows it.
We've got to get better.
It's too hard to answer.
Yeah.
And how about when he says, I don't have an answer for that? Because he said that. I don't have an answer for that. Well, wait a minute. You're supposed to have an answer for that.
Do you have an answer for this? Where's my playoff roster? Well, we can't argue about this forever. The game is today. Where's my playoff roster? You have it yet?
Did you talk to AJ about this?
I haven't talked.
Well, it's a clear example of the Astros and AJ Hinch trying to get the Friday news dump going with their roster.
Oh, so they can bury it?
Wade Miley is on the roster.
Have to put it up before 6 on Friday.
Wade Miley's on the roster, but you're so close to game time, you can't get so upset because the game is going on. Just slide it in, and we keep
roster
it moving.
Is at 12:50, like, Miley's on. Wait, what? And here's the first pitch.
Yeah, you're like, okay, playoff baseball.
If Wade Miley runs out and stands on the line today, okay, is that going to piss you off?
It's not going to piss me off. I'm just going to be a little disappointed because I don't think he's – I mean, the guy was such a great pitcher for you almost the whole year. I just don't – as you mentioned yesterday, or 2 days ago, there's not really a place for him on the roster. If he's not starting, you definitely don't want a guy who can't get out of the first inning as a reliever. So what's he on the roster for? Can he hit?
You can't. No,
is he a good hitter?
I think you put him – I think you – hey, you go – you tell him, listen, the division, no. You'll be on the ALCS.
Maybe.
You know, we'll see. We got to get some more bullpens. We got to get this worked out. You know what? You're a huge part all season long, but we got to work this out. You got to work this out.
I'll tell you what. Here's two things that you and I are not in lockstep with the national with the print media or the guys who actually matter. You have Jake Kaplan and
McTaggart.
Brian McTaggart both saying Wade Miley on there, and we were like, huh? Here's another one. You got, and you might want to check yours to see if you have it. But betonline.com have Garrett Cole -140 as the favorite over Verlander. And this whole time we're thinking it's Verlander, Verlander, Verlander. I'm seeing ESPN national polls say Verlander is just ahead of Cole. Yet people who take money, and this is what I've learned over the years, people who put money on the line tend to have a little better feel. They don't work off of emotion. They work off of, I don't want to get my butt kicked.
Yeah, but it's not like they're right all the time.
But has Cole ever won a Cy?
No.
Well, their idea is maybe Cole will win a Cy. Now, Allison
Footer, I think
Footer,
it's the opposite. I think they want to give Verlander a Lifetime Achievement Award.
But he has won one, though.
Yeah, but he won one. But Verlander's been one of the top three pitchers of our era.
But what would
era?
You rather see? A guy win a second like James Harden or a guy win a first like Giannis? The guy won the first, who's never won one, who's been
nominated.
Yeah,
but James Harden is a different deal than Justin Verlander.
But, I mean, Justin Verlander's beloved with media members after.
No, that's true.
But these are gambling sites.
And you know what? Scrunchie couldn't believe – she was actually pissed off that anyone would even mention that issue
that
he
had. That the media could have any kind of –
that the media would be petty and not
vote
for
him. Well,
she
did blame it on the Astros, and maybe rightfully so, but this is Las Vegas. I know you respect when Vegas puts something out, too, because money has been coming in. They've got Cole -140, and I'm going to double-check this, but this makes me – since this site says this, my guess is that – we're also going to see that Alex Bregman, I saw this on the site, Alex Bregman is a 150 favorite, 1.5-1 over Mike Trout to win the MVP. And I haven't thought that's even possible. I haven't even thought that was possible. I gave Cole a better chance of beating Verlander than I did of Bregman beating Trout, only because Trout's numbers in limited stay, and you want to talk about,
but their numbers are almost are close to identical.
Only because he hasn't played a
bunch
of games.
He's the best player on the best team, and he's been there all season, as opposed to Trout going down with 3 weeks left in the season.
Oh no! I think all that makes it's just Trout is the generational talent.
Yeah.
And the idea has been his numbers are so insane for such a relatively for a very moderate sample size that people were going to reward him. But obviously, as the numbers keep piling up, it's getting harder and harder.
I think it's much the same with Trout and Verlander.
Here it is from Sports Betting Dime. Alex Bregman plus 100, nearly even with Mike Trout minus 140 in final AL MVP odds. So they've got Trout minus 140. I saw another that has
Bregman at 150.
Bregman 150. So I don't know. You know, there is an outside chance there could be a sweep with rookie MVP and Cy. We won't get manager of the year because there's no respect for AJ.
So
such great play.
So when we come back, the numbers that are piling in on this Astros team,
yeah,
are unbelievable. Like this is an all-time team. We watched an all-time team this year. I mean, like the 27 Yankees are the only team that can compare with this team. And we'll talk about that on the other side. Right now, though, I'm going to talk. And as a matter of fact, this morning, I got a giant case of Cheers, okay? And I was like, oh, good. I'm good. I'm backed up. I'm going to need my Cheers tonight because we're going to the game today. And then, then we're going to watch game. We're going to watch all the baseball games all day long. I'm telling you what. It doesn't get any better when you can have fun all day long and wake up the next day and feel great. And my liver will feel great too. CheersHealth.com. CheersHealth.com. And they've got it going on right now. Okay? You put in promo code CrushCity19. CrushCity19. Promo code CrushCity19. And you get 19% off. That's right. 19% off your Cheers Health. CheersHealth.com/CrushCity19, and you get 19% off because they want you feeling great for the playoffs. They want you feeling great the next day so you can cheer. CheersHealth.com/CrushCity19.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here live at Prime Social where there's games going on, people. You want to get into a PLO or you want to get into a Hold'em game? You got it right here, right now. Come on, let's go. It's open 24 hours. There's always a game going. If you're looking for some place to play middle of the night, you got it. You got it here every single day. They don't close.
Maybe when you're in the middle of doing something at work, you can just take off from work and just come play a few hands and go back to work.
That happens a lot here.
Yeah.
If you run in and
– you can do that too, we found out.
You leave your patients sitting in the waiting room. Okay. Hey, So, okay, let's get Daniel in here talking about the Braves, but we got to talk about this Astros thing. Daniel, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. Go ahead, man. You're
Daniel,
hello.
Are you there? Don't fall asleep.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, you're good.
What do you want to talk about?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Done. So, what are your thoughts on the Braves?
Okay, so.
It was freezing up like.
I don't know.
Too nervous.
His phone might have been screwed up, or we can't hear him.
He heard
it's
us.
In
he
and
talked
out.
To us.
Oh, so the superlatives about this Astros team are flying in right now. This postseason roster, and the Yankees, the 32 Yankees. They don't include Lou Gehrig because he was already sidelined. That was the year, I guess, he went down and got ALS. So it doesn't include that team. Maybe if Lou Gehrig was included on that 32 team, then it might be different. But here's the deal. The active WAR of the postseason roster for your Houston Astros, 65.71, is the best in Major League history. The WAR. Wins against replacement. It's a complicated deal, active war since 1901. Here's the list. 2019 Astros, 2002 Yankees, 2008 Red Sox, 32 Yankees, 2011 Phillies, blah, 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 on down the line. 30 ESPN experts were polled. 29 of them said that the Astros would advance past Tampa. 27 of them said they advanced to the World Series. 19 of them have them winning the World Series. This is starting to get a little bit scary. Well, everybody is on this Astros team.
And there's a simple reason because, well, here's the reason. Two amazing starters, one name brand starter, so that's three, which is going to be more than any other team in baseball. And then you've got an MVP caliber, a former MVP. I mean, you got a potential MVP this year and last year and a World Series MVP all in one lineup, and we haven't even mentioned the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about, at this point, I'm not even talking about Correa either.
And Correa, who's apparently back, and we got word that he's feeling pretty good. But that's not it. That's not all. The 2019 version, somehow better than the 2017. In 17, the Astros, one of the best offenses in Major League Baseball history. Altuve won the AL MVP. Bregman excelled in his first full season. Cast of other sluggers, Springer, Correa, Marwin led a group, hit 21% better than the league average. That was the fourth best of all time. Fourth best of all time. Now, the 2019 version is even better than that. This year's Astros finished with a 125 WRC+, whatever that is, meaning they hit 25% better than average after adjusting for ballpark and league context. That mark ranks second in Major League history behind only the 1927 Yankees.
Wow.
This Astros team, because everybody...
I told you I couldn't find... Even the Yankees didn't have five guys over 900.
And this says...
900 OPS.
Everybody's talking about Verlander, Cole, and Greinke. This offense is possibly the greatest in history.
Yeah.
Behind maybe only the 1927 Yankees.
And the 17 Astros were special. I called it historically special. That's why it was
fourth best in league history.
It was criminal not to improve pitching. And then you did.
And this one's better.
And you win a World Series. And this one's better. And one of the big reasons for it has been I think number one, your catching position has had some power, has had some pop to it. But number two, you have Rookie of the Year. I mean, you don't just plug in a guy with an 1,100 OPS, slightly below it right now, I think. He played a pretty good portion of the year, and his OPS is right at around 1,100. That's a major thing to just, hey, let's just add these. Let's just add damn near 30 home runs into the mix from a rookie who didn't even play the full year.
Maybe the hottest hitter in baseball over a two-month span is hitting seventh today.
Who, Carlo? Oh, Yuli.
Yeah.
Oh, is the lineup already out?
Yeah.
How can the lineup be out?
It was projected. I don't know if that was a projection. It had Springer, Altuve, Brantley,
Yuli
Bregman.
Yuli had one of the heaters, the best heaters
Jordan,
I've ever
Carlos,
is it one of
Yuli.
The greatest heaters you've ever seen for an Astro since you've watched him?
Yuli's?
Yeah.
Well, that's hard to say.
I mean, it's very recent, so it's easy to say that, but he was literally hitting home runs every day.
That's hard to say.
He was murdering it, but no.
What about Altuve's run?
Altuve had a run that was ridiculous.
No, but that's right up there, though. I don't that month and a half that Yuli had was... Yes, that might have been the best run ever for an Astro.
It had to be because he was really disappointing to start the year, and then he got so hot that it was I hadn't seen it.
Are you worried at all how much he cooled off and Yordan cooled off the last couple of weeks of the season?
I mean, I'd like for him to be hot going in, but it is what it is. Look, Carlos Correa last year, I didn't like where he was entering the playoffs until like the last game. I think it was. Remember when he had the home run against the Indians, and then he and Springer shared that little moment in the dugout where Springer was just so happy for him. And then Carlos kind of was like, ooh, Carlos may be coming back a little bit. Yeah. Like, no, but he did. Remember, he was a better hitter. He was a better hitter in the playoffs after that. He kind of found himself a little bit. Not enough to beat the Red Sox, but Carlos had much better at-bats, much better.
Well, he had better at-bats because he had some of the worst at-bats. I mean, that you've ever seen.
But
Carlos
he looked
Correa
like
had.
A different guy at that point.
But here's the deal with Carlos this year. He came back unbelievable. After he was off, I was afraid he was going to be that same guy that came back last year and couldn't and was lost at the plate. He did not do that at all. Question is, can dude stay healthy? Can dude stay healthy? That's the whole question.
It's probably always going to be a question with him. But
honestly, it's better that they're playing Tampa because it's a shorter flight. That's an issue is unbelievable.
But right now, though, right now with what they have going into this, you still have to fear Yordan every time. You're still going to see pitchers try to pitch around Yordan. He's got good plate discipline for a rookie. I mean, he really does.
He really does.
It's really going to be extremely challenging to – it's going to be extremely challenging to for any pitchers to get through this lineup. Now, I say that, but we've seen this lineup end up struggling offensively at times. That's why even though they're historically great – I mean, they'll throw up their zero ones and twos from time to time.
No. Last few weeks of the season, they were just an average offense.
But they also go for 13 at it.
Right.
It's not crazy to see them in double digits.
They ain't going for 13 today. Not against Glasnow.
Not
against Glasnow. This is going to be. And oh, by the way, Verlander's on the mound. You know who they don't score for? Verlander.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an under. It was actually -125, 7.5 -125. So you got to lay juice to pick up. You got to lay $125 to win 100. That's what that under how big a favorite under seven and a half is right now. All right, 713-780-3776. Hopefully, you'll have a better call than Daniel did. If get in here, I don't know if it was our was that our was.
I think Daniel just got
our connection
confused.
Or Daniel.
Nah, he got confused. Daniel, if you want to call again, you can call again. Just call talk this time.
If you want. Yeah, just talk when you get on. So I want to talk about Doc Linville. Dr. Kane Linville is awesome. If you are somebody that's follically challenged, like I was, okay, I had a giant 9-iron, male pattern balding, where I had a big bald spot in the back. Fred needed a lot more. He needed a new hairline up front. I didn't need that. They filled in some up front, but it's neo-grafting. It's not surgery. It's neo-grafting. It is a different way to go about this thing. It's funny. The other way, you got to grow your hair long, and they cut you a line, and then they put them back in. You got to they actually shave your head and take the roots and put them at the top of your head, and it's so easy. The process was unbelievably easy. You will love it. I'm recommending it to everyone. If you're looking for a great way to get hair, Doc Linville is doing this. You just go to 975hair.com. Get your free consultation because they're doing that for 97.5 listeners. They're not doing that for everybody, just 97.5 listeners. And go find out if it's for you. Neo Grafting with Dr. Linville, 975hair.com.